WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. NTSB investigator Todd Inman telling ABC News they are just now beginning to piece together what happened in Wednesday's midair collision between American Airlines regional jet and a Black Hawk helicopter. As for what's included in the cockpit voice recorders,
the voice recorders actually have to be what's called auditioned among a number of people so that there's complete agreement of how the transcript will come out. And we also look for ancillary noises, maybe a boom or a thud or a crack or something in the cockpit.
An initial report due in 30 days. A final report will take much longer. President Trump saying without any evidence on Thursday that Democrats' diversity efforts contributed to the crash. A federal appeals court ruling a 1968 law barring anyone under 21 from buying a handgun violates the Second Amendment. The decision by the Fifth Circuit expected to be appealed to the Supreme Court. Three more hostages expected to be released by Hamas tomorrow, including Israeli-American citizen Keith Siegel. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. There's a danger of wildfires across parts of the state. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says most of the southern half of the state is in moderate fire conditions. Firefighters from several communities had to battle wildfires earlier this week due to a lack of snow and high winds over the last several days. A man accused of killing his two children in central Wisconsin last summer will go to trial. Victor Manuel Gomez Acosta waived his right to a preliminary hearing Wednesday before changing his plea to not guilty because of mental disease or defect. A judge then bound him over for trial. And Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler picked up another endorsement to lead the Democratic National Committee. Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi has joined a growing list of Democrats to back Wickler to serve as DNC chair. The election for the leadership post takes place on Saturday. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Now, we're not talking record warmth like yesterday, but still a pretty nice winter day today with highs near 40 under a mostly sunny sky. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 20. Mostly cloudy on Saturday with highs in the mid-30s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
Good morning.
It's morning.
Guess what today is?
Today is National Hot Chocolate Day.
I'll make some hot chocolate.
I'll make us some hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate? So... where's the hot chocolate?
That is the largest cup of hot chocolate.
Happy National Hot
Chocolate.
Chocolate Day.
You know what would be great right now? Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate is ready.
It's showtime.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 7:05 on Friday morning. You know what sounds good for some reason? Hot chocolate right now. Wonder where I got that idea from. We have a cocoa crawl coming up this weekend in downtown Baraboo as well. Spin Doctors on Max FM.
Just go ahead now.
just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me, maybe just go ahead now. And if you wonder about me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. And if you want to call me, baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me, maybe just go ahead now. And if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead.
And more.
I'll follow you 99.7
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave, 7:12 on Friday morning. Emily is out on vacation. She has a much-deserved time away. We hope she's enjoying her vacation. She'll be back with us in a week, so don't despair. We'll still keep playing the great hits of the 80s, 90s, and more right here on 99.7 Max FM. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today, it will be mostly cloudy. It's gradually going to clear up a little bit. We should see the sun with a high of 41. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 21. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high of 34. On Sunday, it's going to warm up, sunny with a high of 48. Taking a sneak peek into next week, we're looking at highs near 30 with lows in the mid-15-degree range. So it is going to cool down after Sunday. So if there's some things that you need to do, Sunday would be the day to do it. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And yesterday, oh my goodness, we did get above 50 degrees. I think we were about 53 here in the Baraboo area yesterday. We had the windows open in the Max FM studio yesterday because it was so nice out. Went outside without a jacket on at the end of January. I cannot believe that it was that nice out for January yesterday. I was loving it. I hope everyone enjoyed the weather. We are looking forward to the weekend being here. And, you know, we're talking February is one day away. And, you know, the polls are out. And a new poll asked people, would you prefer A, extra love, B, extra money, C, extra time? And unfortunately, D wasn't an option. Extra fries. I was would have put that on the list, right? So what I want you to do this morning is text me 608-355-9970. Would you prefer A, extra love, B, extra money, or C, extra time? And let's talk about what the results were of the national poll. We got number, I'll say three. 24% of people voted for extra love. Number two, 29% of people voted for extra time. And 46% of people voted for extra money. And again, extra fries wasn't on this list. In the comments, someone asked, extra money can buy extra love and time, which is basically the classic money can buy happiness argument. Not sure I necessarily would agree with that. Someone else pointed out, extra time can get you extra money and love too. Another person added, extra love can buy the other two things as well. And so there's some immoral thoughts out there as well. So sure, most people could use a little extra love, money, or time, but those who feel like they really deserve immediate gratification would gladly accept extra fries, right? You can see the theme of where I'm going with this. In which one would I vote for? Well, extra fries, right? Who wouldn't want the extra crispy fries? I know we always circle back to the food during the morning show. So text me this morning. Would you like A, extra love, B, extra money, or C, extra time? What are your thoughts? Text me. 608-355-9970. We'll talk about that a little bit later to see what everyone else's thoughts are. Okay, and if someone wants to vote for D, extra fries, you're more than welcome to vote for that as well. So, you know, it is interesting how people react to that as well. And it's, I'm going to be curious what our listeners have to say about this because, you know, extra time, that seems like something that would be timeless as I'm sitting here thinking this through this morning. And so, yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what our listeners say. I look forward to seeing your answers, extra love, extra time, or extra money. Text me 608-355-9970. I want to know what you all think. Which one would you like to have? Or is there something else that isn't on our list? That's the other question. Is there something on our list that you would like to have? And say, yeah, I would like extra this. And we're getting some answers in this morning already. So extra love, extra time, or extra money, or something that I didn't even mention. I did mention extra fries. You can text us 608-355-9970. Or you can also text via the free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max and Mouse. Tap text and text me in what your thoughts are and what you would like to have extra of. And, you know, the extra fries are definitely sounding good this morning. For some reason, and I already ate breakfast, a nutritious breakfast, before anyone texts in and say, Dave, did you eat something bad for breakfast? No, I ate a good breakfast this morning because we have been busy. Let's talk about that for just a moment. So, as we've talked about late last year, early this year, we made the decision we're going to move the 99.7 Max FM studios to downtown Baraboo. This is becoming a reality. We're moving in the Weicker Great Day building on Oakham 3rd. That used to be the Wells Fargo Bank, for anyone that remembers that. And it was, I believe, First National Bank before it was Wells Fargo. So, we are moving into the Weicker Great Day building. And we're moving to the second floor of that building. Used to be what was called the Executive Conference Room. So, kind of a neat room up there. And so what we're doing is we made that into an office space and a studio space and a tech area, so we can have our servers and all of our equipment in there. We were over there yesterday. We were working there all day yesterday. We will be back working there again today to get things up and running, because we are working on putting in, obviously, some new equipment, upgrading a few other things, and we're going to be switching something to a new system for everything that we do here. So our engineering team has been great. They've been working hard every single day to make this a reality. And so we are getting close. Our goal is to be moved in hopefully sometime in February. We're going to have hopefully an exact date here. Maybe today we'll know that. We're going to talk more about it as our crews are working on that. So yes, we are moving back to downtown Baraboo. We will be back on Oak Street, just a block down from where we used to be. This allows us to have people come in and out, which has been a little bit of a thing at our current location, and we're more accessible because we actually have an elevator to our location as well. We have moved our office space into that building already, so that is been great to be working out of there on a ad hoc basis as we're working between the current location and the new location. And yesterday we got a lot accomplished in our new studios. Everything from hanging TVs up on the wall, computer monitors, a lot of wiring and that type of stuff. So it is getting closer. We look forward to it. And we look forward to having guests in there as well. And there's some neat aspects of our new studios, so we're excited about that. And it's taking us a little bit longer to do it than we had originally thought, but it's not a bad thing because we want to do it right. We know we're going to be here for a long time where we're at. And the cool part is we actually have windows now. I'm excited about that. We can actually look over Oak Street. We can look over 3rd. The windows actually open, so that has been kind of nice. So we got that fresh air in yesterday. Where we're at currently, we don't have windows, so we have to go upstairs and look at stuff as we're doing our morning shows and our other shows throughout the day. And then you're like, what's it doing outside? Well, hang on. I'm going to walk upstairs and then run back downstairs, probably out of breath because, you know, running up the stairs and back down. And so we will be able to see everything that's going on right outside our windows. So we're looking forward to that aspect as well, because then we can see the sunlight coming in. And so, yeah, we will do a grand opening when that gets a little bit closer as well. So that's what we've been up to. We've been talking about it off and on. It is becoming a reality now. Again, we want you to text us those birthdays and anniversaries. I will talk about those at 7:40 this morning. Let us know if you are celebrating or know someone that is celebrating today, tomorrow, or Sunday. So we will talk about, there's a big celebrity list. I'm going to pare that down this morning because as I look at that, I look at that list and I'm like, yeah, there's a lot on there. But our morning poll today is, would you rather have extra love, extra money, or extra time? Text me at 608-355-9970 or via the Free Civic Media app. Let me know what your thoughts are. Which one of those three would you like? Or is it extra fries, maybe? Or is it extra something else that isn't even on our list? Text me and let me know. More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Step back into the 60s and early 70s with one of the hottest bands of that era when Herman's Hermits, starring Peter Noone, take the stage at Crystal Grand Music Theater in Wisconsin Dells, Saturday, March 1st at 3 in the afternoon. Be sure to use the code NoonRadio25 to receive 40% off your ticket. Go to crystalgrand.com for more details. Don't miss the chance to save 40% and see Herman's Hermits, Saturday, March 1st at Crystal Grand Music Theater, where your seat is the best seat.
Water Street Social Club, one of the area's newest eatery, features craveable appetizers, delicious pasta, pizzas, salads, smash burgers, and so much more. Enjoy your favorite cocktail while munching on a Bavarian pretzel, some delicious roasted Brussels sprouts with bourbon bacon jam, or their famous Water Street deviled eggs. Join them now and plan for next month when you can order from a special menu to share with your special someone on Valentine's Day. Dive into Water Street Social Club at 550 Water Street in Prairie du Sac today.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Sharpen your skills by building and reinforcing muscle memory with practice on their 10-lane shooting range. Dez's expert staff also offers custom-made rifles, concealed carry classes, special event hosting, and much more. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $25 shooting range gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals. Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave, 7:27 on Friday morning. Shop local and say big at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Our big deal of the day is back. Half off a $25 shooting range certificate at Des Tech Alarms for 1 hour at the shooting range. Today, that certificate is just $12.50. No code required. It's also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. Shop local and say big at Max FM, bigdeals.com. The Pretenders on Max FM.
I found a picture of you. Hijacked my world at night to a place in the past we've been cast out of. Oh, now we're back in the fight, back on the train. Pigeon from hell. Oh, through sand in our eyes and descended like flies. Put us back on the train.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave, 7:30 on Friday morning. The weekend is in sight. We are looking forward to that. Yes, I'm excited about that. Got a few things to get out and do this weekend. You know, weather's not going to be bad for the beginning of February. We'll talk about that forecast in just moments. As a reminder, if you know someone that is celebrating their birthday or anniversary, today, tomorrow, or Sunday, text those into us now, 608-355-9970. We want to celebrate with you. We will talk about those celebrity birthdays at 7:40 this morning. Yes, I'm going to pare that list down because there are a lot of birthdays in the celebrity world this weekend. Also, we're doing our informal poll. Would you prefer A, extra love, B, extra money, or C, extra time? Text us and let us know that. 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Again, would you prefer A, extra love, B, extra money, C, extra time? We talked about the nationwide poll. We're doing our local poll, and unfortunately, D, extra fries is not an option. But if there's something that's missing on that list that you'd like to see extra of, you can also text that in to us again, 608-355-9970. We look forward to seeing what everyone has to say about that this morning, and we want to know. So text us. Inquiring minds want to know this morning. Again, celebrating birthdays and anniversaries about 7:40 this morning. More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Morning, welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Next week on Monday, we have our February firearms and sporting goods auction ending at 9 a.m. This is a large auction featuring over 400 firearms, ammunition, and other sporting and fishing and hunting related items. Then on Tuesday, we have an antique and primitive online only auction ending at 9 a.m. On Thursday is the Belk Brothers Farm Retirement Auction, located near Oakfield, that's near Fond du Lac. Features a very nice line of John Deere farm machinery, including a 9570 STS combine, a John Deere 9360R four-wheel drive tractor, 8130 tractor, 1770 corn planter, and much, much more. You can view the items on our website at gavinbros.com and check the bidding there. Several other auctions lined up as well, including several large real estate auctions coming up the following week. So check back for further details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Packers made some coaching moves this week. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Gone is linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli, who was hired as defensive coordinator in Jacksonville. And Matt LaFleur added his new defensive line coach, hiring DeMarcus Covington after he was let go after one season as defensive coordinator in New England. Former Marquette guard Dwayne Wade revealed a recent health scare. On his podcast, the 43-year-old Wade said he had about 40% of his right kidney removed in December of 2023 because of a cancerous tumor. Wade said the recovery from surgery has gone well. Bucks guard Damian Lillard named to the NBA's Eastern Conference All-Star team as a reserve. It's his second straight All-Star nod and ninth overall in his career. 17th-ranked Hockey Badgers open a two-game weekend series at number 4 Minnesota tonight. Top-ranked Badger women are at Minnesota Duluth. Horizon League basketball, Green Bay lost their 18th in a row, 68-54 at Oakland. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Now, we're not talking record warmth like yesterday, but still a pretty nice winter day today with highs near 40 under a mostly sunny sky. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 20. Mostly cloudy on Saturday with highs in the mid-30s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath & Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 31 degrees. 99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Friday morning. It is 7:35. Again, if you are celebrating birthday or anniversary, know someone is, text those into us, 608-355-9970. It's also a good number to keep handy for Saturday. We have Saturday at the 60s and 70s with Kevin Kellogg every Saturday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Be listening. One of these weekends, he's going to be giving away tickets to the Crystal Grand Music Theater for Herman's Hermits. So, yeah, we'll tease that up a little bit for Kevin. Here is all notes on Max FM.
Thank you.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Stop me up, I'll never stop.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave, 743 on Friday, January 31st. Yes, Emily is on a much-deserved vacation. She'll be back with us in a week. So I'm holding down the fort. We are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries in just a moment. As a reminder, if you know someone that's celebrating today, tomorrow, or Sunday, text that into us, 608-355-9970, and we will be sure to recognize their birthday or anniversary. We also are doing our informal poll. Would you rather have extra love, extra money, or extra time? Or extra fries. I'm adding that one to the list. You can text us at 608-355-9970. Let us know your thoughts on our informal poll, or if we're missing something that should be considered one of those extras on that list. As I mentioned, today is Friday, January 31st. We'll look at the Friday celebrity birthdays first, and we have a pretty lengthy list. We are going to pare these down again today. Joel Courtney is 29, the kid from Super 8. Amy Jackson is 33, British actress who played Saturn Girl on CW Supergirl. Marcus Mumford is 38, the lead singer of Mumford & Sons. Tyler Hubbard is 38, the Georgia half of Florida Georgia Line. Justin Timberlake is 44 years old. You know that means we're playing some Justin Timberlake this morning. Bobby Moynihan is 48, former Saturday Night Live cast member. And let's see, who else do we have on this list? We have Minnie Driver, 55. Anthony Pallaglia is 66. He's the guy who HBO originally wanted to play Tony Soprano, but he turned them down. So, yes, that was a deal there. Johnny Rotten is 69. He was from the Sex Pistols. His real name is John Lydon. Harry Casey is 74. He is Casey of the Casey and Sunshine Band. Yes, I don't have that in our playlist, but maybe Kevin will do that on Saturday at Saturday at the 60s and 70s. And Nolan Ryan is 78, Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher. And so, yes, he is celebrating a birthday today. We're going forward to Saturday, and we start a new month. It's going to be Saturday, February 1st, and those celebrity birthdays are Harry Styles is 31. Ronda Rousey is 38. She also was in a Fast and Furious movie. Let's see. Lauren Conrad is 39 from Laguna Beach and The Hills on MTV. Abby Jacobson is 41, star of Broad City. And let's see. We also have Jason Isabel is 46. Michael C. Hall is 54. We know him as Dexter, and we all remember that show, and that was very interesting to say the least. Let's see. Paulie Shore will be 57 tomorrow. Yes, he's been in quite a few movies. Son-in-Law comes to mind right off the top of my head this morning as well. Let's see. Sherilyn Fenn is 60 tomorrow. Audrey in Twin Peaks. Bill Mummy is 71, Will Robinson Lost in Space, and Garrett Morris is 88 years old tomorrow, the original Saturday Night Live cast member, also Earl on Two Broke Girls and Lloyd on This Is Us, so yes. And then the one that tomorrow is also on here, Big Boy is 50, he's half of Outkast. So, you know, that means we got to find a little Outkast maybe in our playlist today as well and see if we can stick that in there. That brings back some memories. Mike Ganger, that's all I'm going to say. So, yes, we'll get a little bit Outkast in here this morning. All right, we are going to look at our celebrity birthdays on Sunday, February 2nd. And, yeah, there's a pretty lengthy list here. I'm going to pare this one down just slightly. Sony Bringus is 23. She is Ramona Gibler on Netflix's Fuller House. Gemma Arterton is 39, British actress from The Prince of Persia. Emily Rose is 44, Skyfi's Haven. Shakira is 48 years old. Her name means women full of grace. Here's one that we all know who this guy is, right? Donald Driver, former NFL wide receiver who helped the Packers beat the Steelers in Super Bowl 45. He is also a New York Times best-selling author and season 14 Dancing with the Stars champion. For all the folks that don't remember that, yes, he won Dancing with the Stars. I mean, why, I just can't believe it. He did great in that. I remember that distinctly. So, yes, Donald Driver, 50 years old. We also see him in some TV PSA commercials. Counting Crows former drummer Ben Mize is 54. Robert DeLeo from the Stone Temple Pilots is 59. Christine Brinkley is 71 years old. We all know who that is. Many of us know this guy from reality TV. Dog the Bounty Hunter is 72 years old. His real name is Dwayne Chapman. And we also have Brent Spiner is 76, Lieutenant Commander from the Data on Star Trek The Next Generation. And our last celebrity birthday, Graham Nash is 83 years old. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Sometimes Young. He is the one who wrote the incredible underrated hit Maraca Express. So, yes, those are all of our celebrity birthdays today. And I'm going to go over and look at my local list super quick, flipping a few screens around here. So I was adding a few things. We're going to try to get Shakira in this morning as well. All right, our birthdays today locally. Happy birthday to the one, the only, Mike Horkheimer. It's his birthday today. If you know Mike, please be sure to wish Mikey a happy birthday. And then Sunday, this should be under our celebrity list. We all know this guy in town. Jose will be celebrating his birthday on Sunday. So yes, go over and tell Jose happy birthday on Sunday. Maybe have a margarita with him as well. All right, I'll be back with you right around 8:10. More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time again for the Baraboo Cocoa Crawl. It's going to be happening on Saturday, February 1st from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. There'll be over a dozen amazing stops to try all kinds of creative cocoa concoctions located all over downtown Baraboo. Many locations will have some great treats to go along with their cocoa creations. Be sure to go to Becca Cates and get your tickets while they last. Tickets are $5 and kids 3 and under are free. This is a fundraiser for the Friends of Baraboo Parks. Bring your own mug or purchase the official Cocoa Crawl mug at Becca Cates while supplies last. Again, this all goes down on Saturday, February 1st from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in downtown Baraboo. And it's time for the 25th annual Fish Family Steak Feed and 9-Pin Bowling Tournament at Brewster's Lanes in Reedsburg. This event takes place from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. Shift 1 will start bowling at 2 p.m. It's a $20 entry fee. There's bowling prizes, plus the steak feed will be served from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. Tickets for the steak feed are $14 in advance or $16 at the door. And then you don't want to miss the legendary silent auction, plus wheelbarrow and meat raffles. All proceeds support the fight against cancer and programs that provide assistance to those fighting cancer, including the UW Carbone Cancer Center. Last year alone, this event brought over $30,000, and since its inception, has raised over $500,000. Again, this will be at Brewster's Lanes on Saturday, February 1st from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
It's time to think warm thoughts and buy your tickets to the Mount Horeb Country Music Fair happening on July 26th at Grundahl Park, 11 a.m. to midnight. Three stages of nonstop music showcasing many Wisconsin artists such as Dan Lapine and Bree Morgan, plus national country music artists Ashes and Arrows, Hannah Dasher, Jake Hoot, Wayland, and more. Help raise money for the Mount Horeb Community Foundation and Madison Reading Project. Strike early and get your lower price tickets now at mhcmf.com. See y'all at the fair.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and every Sunday night is family night at the Pizza Ranch. Join us for a $12.99 buffet with a drink every Sunday night from 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. Make your Sunday special with all your family favorites and some bonding time and full bellies with those who you love. Join us at Reedsburg Pizza Ranch from 5 to 7 for family night.
99.7
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
1, 2, 3,
and loose, shake it, shake it.